Oh, by every god. I have no idea what I'm going to say. But I better figure it out fast. I hear the approach of footsteps. Hello? Yes. Pardon me. I wanted to greet you. I just got a little overwhelmed. I didn't mean to stare at you. You look lovely, just like your portrait. Why was I overwhelmed? There's just so much pressure, you see. Well, what I say now is going to be some of the first words I ever speak to you. They should be impactful, poetic, and charming. And instead of any of that, I just said hello. Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to hear your name spoken from your own lips. Yes, truly. A name is worth a thousand conversations. I am Odessa of the Dead Gate, a necromancer and your future bride. Does it feel surreal for you as well, hearing that? You don't look nervous at all. Ah, no need to be nervous when we have a thousand conversations ahead of us. That is a wonderful thing to say. Why couldn't I have said that? Ah, I am now very certain that we have many incredible conversations ahead. Your smile has already charmed me. We have some time before the ceremony. The wedding, I mean. May I take you somewhere? Yes, it's important to me. And you. Wonderful. It will be something of an adventure. Do you see that wall scone, right to your left? The one right beside you, yes. Yank it sharply and pull it down. A secret door. I told you it would be an adventure. Thank you for carrying the lantern. It gets very dark here. Stay close. Watch your step. These stairs are uneven. Though I don't mind being this close to you. It's nice. What I want to show you is at the bottom. Where are we? This is the Highland Crypt. It's a secret known to few necromancers and the Empress. Every time I come down here, I'm reminded of the Hermit. Yes, the tarot card. Do you enjoy divination? Ah, interesting. The Hermit carries a lantern as well. He can't see more than a few steps ahead, but he continues his journey all the same. Is that what the card means? Not exactly, The hermit often appears when you are at a pivotal point in your life and you're considering a new direction. He invites introspection, looking inward. You are very kind to ask me. Thank you. It's a bit exciting, learning so much about you as we talk. You seem curious. I'm really going to enjoy that. And here we are. A few things down here glow softly in the dark. Why is this place such a secret? Great question. The crypt is filled with bodies of powerful heroes from the past. A few of them are truly legendary. Exactly the kind of thing you'd want to keep secret from an ill-intentioned necromancer, yes. I knew you'd be clever. I could tell from your letters. There's a wit to them I appreciated. Correct. Once we're married, the crypt will be your secret to keep as well. If you're found worthy, that is. I'm sorry, there's one tiny test, but I'm sure you'll pass. I promise I won't make this up to you. Are you ready? Good. Do you see the glowing vials on the far wall? Yes, walk over. Can you read the words on them? Words like love, valor, tranquility, safety, loyalty. It's not exactly a puzzle, more of an assessment. Do you see the cauldron below the shelf? What you do is pour out the vials into the cauldron in proportion to how much they mean to you. For example, a person who is very romantic might empty the entire vial of love into the cauldron. But someone who thrives in chaos might only add a few drops of tranquility. Yes, you get it. No, I won't know what you add. It's a very private test. You have the lantern, and I'll stay back here where it's dark. I won't be able to see what you pour. I am curious. But I am also happy to wait. I have a lifetime to learn what you value. Finding it all out now feels like cheating. Good luck. I know you're going to do great. Wow. You added so much of that one. And right away. I wonder what it was. Only a few drops of that one. Oh, you are so decisive. I want to know what that one was. It seemed so measured. Are you done? Then I need you to trust me. I'm coming over. Okay, Lean over the cauldron. See the smoke rising from it. Straighten your neck and take a deep breath in. Hold at the crest of your inhale and a long, slow exhale out. You're doing very good. Another breath in, as deep as you can. Hold for 3, 2, 1. Exhale. Very good. How are you feeling? Why did I make you huff your own values? Shh. Why? They are reacting. Look for the color of the vapor. Blue means that you have passed, and red means that you failed. And I want you to pass. I cannot marry someone who failed. Look. It is orange, turning to yellow. And now, it's blue. You did it. Oh, let me hug you. I'm so happy. I knew you could do it. I just knew. Your values are perfect, so you passed. No, darling. Your values are your own. You didn't alter them to appear more worthy. You know who you are. You know what's important to you. That is how you pass. You look beautiful in the lamplight, you know. Thank you for taking my test. The bodies we guard here are very powerful. And also very necessary. There may come a time where we have to use our own judgment to decide who to raise, to help the Empire. That's right. The Empress doesn't want people who are blindly loyal guarding the crypt. She wants people who know themselves. Who aren't afraid to be exactly who they are. It's a very attractive quality. I have written my vows for you, but I can't wait for the ceremony. Let me take your hands. Look at me. As long as I live, I will never struggle to celebrate you. I promise that I will not seek a home within you, but will help you grow and find the home within yourself. I will love you, but more importantly, I will do all I can to help you love yourself. My future spouse, will you please accept this dowry? And my hand. You have made me so happy. I can't wait to marry you. Come here. There. That will have to do for now. What did I mean by dowry? No, not the crypt. It belongs to the Empire. You didn't think you'd inherit all this responsibility through marriage, but no dowry, did you? Come on, the treasure is this way. Let's pick you out something nice. Then we can spend the rest of our lives together.